EU leaders will meet today to decide emissions targets for the next 15 years. But Ireland wants an opt-out of sorts because of its livestock numbers. Taoiseach Enda Kenny will be in Brussels for this meeting. And last week he said that he was concerned about the changes that have to be made to Ireland's CO2 levels.
It's not feasible to have targets set that are completely impractical for a country like Ireland. And the targets that were set and that were agreed by the administration before this one for 2020 were based on different variations of information that do not stand up. We've had a lot of discussion with the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Agriculture, in respect of the climate change targets that Ireland must meet from 2020 to 2030. So what we need is a practical arrangement here that Ireland will play its part. We've set our targets for 2050, but I don't want whatever administration or whatever government is in office in Ireland from 2020 to 2030 to be completely screwed by virtue of a wrong base upon which targets were set originally for 2020.
And Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and also last week the Environment Minister Alan Kelly gave his views on the issue.
Quite frankly, I think our targets for 2020, I don't know how they were put forward by the government at that time. I think they're impossible, they're unachievable, and they should never have been put in place at the first day. They set a target in relation to agricultural emissions which are outrageous, and they really need to be refocused. And I have certainly made that quite clear at European level, that Ireland really needs the targets which we have been given to be addressed as regards 2030. So for instance, of the targets that have been set to every country across Europe at the time, we were one of three countries that had the highest target. And that is something that we need to pull back from.
That's Alan Kelly. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, joins us now from Brussels. So, Tony, not only will Ireland not meet its 2030 targets, it doesn't have a hope of meeting its 2020 targets. And all of this because of our heavy dependence on agriculture.
That's right, Audrey. I mean, I can't remember an issue which has been subject to such lobbying by the Irish government. There has been a fierce lobbying campaign to try and change these targets, and that brings us right into the summit today and tomorrow, where all of the member states are going to be pushing for their own particular interests on how Europe should reach an overall target of reducing carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. Just to put what those comments in context. Targets for 2020 were set in 2008, and they were based at the time on a number of criteria, and there was a simple criteria for use then that was GDP per capita. How wealthy were you? What kind of effort would you have to make based on your wealth? And Ireland at the time, obviously before the crash, was a much wealthier country per GDP per capita. Countries in Eastern Europe obviously had a lot of catching up to do, so they were given more flexibility. But the key issue for Ireland, of course, is in what's called the non-emissions trading scheme. Basically, you measure carbon emissions through two levels. One is emissions trading scheme. That's the big carbon-producing factories, power stations, and so on. They're subject to credits. So if you want a license to pollute, then you have to buy credits. If you pollute less, then you can sell credits, and so on. Now, the non-emissions trading scheme sector, that includes things like buildings, transport, and so on. But for Ireland, the big one is agriculture. And what the government is arguing is that our agriculture sector is unique to our economy. Only New Zealand, elsewhere in the world, has a similar profile. And that the European Commission and other European governments really need to take account of Ireland's agriculture profile as a special case. We emit methane gas through the national herd. And that is a very dangerous and damaging greenhouse gas. Now, the government is arguing that because we have a unique profile in terms of our grasslands, in terms of our forests, that those are they mitigate the effects of carbon. They're what are called carbon sinks. So the government is going to be fiercely arguing over the next few days that should be taken account of when the next targets are set.
Well, of course, the French might argue with Ireland's contention that it's unique in this regard. How will other countries react to Ireland's demands?
I think it's been difficult for Ireland because we don't have the normal allies on this one as we do in other areas because we have such a unique profile. The trouble is that everyone is coming at this particular summit with their own set of demands and their own set of issues. One of the big, I suppose, fault lines is on how you measure a country's profile in terms of its wealth. Now, the countries in Eastern Europe continue to insist that you should measure it by GDP per capita. That straightforward measurement is the best option for them, the best formula for them, because they are still catching up. And that means they will be allowed to have some kind of credits, some kind of European funding, which would offset the effect of having to reduce the amount of coal, for example, that they use, because that the if you're reducing coal consumption, then you will have to pass the cost of that on to consumers, and they are fighting very fiercely on that front. Ireland wants a different measurement. It's something called cost efficiency. We want more account taken of the financial crisis we've gone through, and so on. I think what they will try to do is have some kind of combination of both, but that could be very messy, and there are quite a few countries who are not really in favour of that approach.
Okay, Tony, thanks very much indeed. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, live this morning from Brussels.